Humboldt State University Press, they publish a broad scope of print and electronic publications, which showcase HSU research and scholarship. And all electronic publications will be available on the Digital Commons at Humboldt State University, their platform. So you just have to Google Humboldt State University and look for Humboldt State University Press, or just Google that. And then you can go to the Digital Commons link, and then you will be able to download the books that Humboldt State University Press will be releasing. And we're here today to talk about their latest release, which I think happened yesterday. I'm joined in the studio today by HSU President Emeritus Roland Richman, and he's here with Claire Reynolds, Library Publication Specialist. We'll begin with you, Claire, today. Welcome to the homepage, both of you.
Thanks, Danielle.
And so tell us about this press a tiny bit.
Yeah, well, the HSU Library launched the Humboldt State University Press in October of 2015. Actually, the first book was The Extraordinary Voyage of Kamome, which is a beautiful book about the boat that from Japan that washed up in Crescent City and was refurbished and returned back to the Japanese high school students by Crescent City High School students, and it's beautifully illustrated by Amy Yoeki and written by Lori Dangler, and a Humboldt State University professor. And basically the press is meant, as you said, to showcase the scholarship and the research and the creativity of Humboldt State University faculty, students, staff, and our North Coast community, and share that in an open access platform, which is Digital Commons, with anyone anywhere in the world who's interested in learning about the topics covered in Humboldt State University Press publications.
Fascinating. I love how that is available to everyone. And let's just turn to Roland Richman. Congratulations. This was the Maasai Dictionaries, the latest publication, written by your father.
Yes, thank you very much. It's a real pleasure to see this book published. As I said to Claire when I first brought it to the library, I thought it would be an opportunity for linguists elsewhere who are interested in the evolution of languages to look at a dictionary of the Maasai language that's more than 50 years old, that it could be helpful to them.
And how did this come about? Your father lived in Kenya?
He was British, and he lived there for a number of years, about 16 years, and he worked very closely with the Maasai people. In fact, for a number of years, he was out in the bush with the Maasais, and he was essentially the only white person there. And he essentially fell in love with these people and cared a lot about their culture and decided to write this book.
And you found this book in a trunk somewhere in your garage, or how did that come about?
I wish I could remember exactly whether my dad gave it to me or what, but I did find it in the garage. When you retire, you have time to look in the garage for things. and I found it there, and I brought it to Cyril Oberlander, the dean of the library, and I said, Cyril, you should put this on your shelves. It might be interesting to some of the linguists here at the university. And he said, oh my gosh, we've just started this press. And he introduced me to this young lady here, Claire Reynolds, who's done a fabulous job. She's responsible for how well the book looks and for making it all happen.
And so one thing I learned about you as we were getting ready to go on air, Swahili was your first language?
It was.
Just about.
My brother and I were raised in Kenya. We left when I was about 6 years old, and we had a number of people, African people, working with us, and they spoke Swahili, and so we learned it. But when we moved, as we did, to Canada, my parents were so worried about whether or not we would be able to do well in school that they stopped speaking Swahili to us. We did understand English, but in about a year, it was gone. Mm-hmm. And so I do know a few words, like...
maybe a song, a nursery rhyme, I bet you still do. And so have you been back to the region since
Parents died, they called my wife and I up one day. They said, we'd like to send you and your wife and your brother and his wife to Kenya. We spent 6 weeks there and had a wonderful time. We were able to visit the place where we lived, a small town called Kajiado, although it's grown a lot now. And that was a wonderful opportunity to go back to Kenya's a beautiful country. They do have some political issues, but we have some too.
Everywhere, here, so. Yes, I was going to say.
So we had a great time.
Uh-huh. And so this is a dictionary of the language at the time. Yes. Is there anything else included in the book?
At the end of the book, there's a description of the author, my father, and why he was there, and what he did, and how he ended up there.
Mm-hmm. And written by him?
Written by him, yes. Mm-hmm.
And your father's name was Charles Richmond, and this is called the Maasai Dictionary. It just came out yesterday, I believe.
That's correct, yes.
It's fascinating.
And again, just to say, it is available for free. You can download it off the web, which, of course, I've done, and it's thanks to Claire, it's really very nicely done and easy to look at and to read. So if you're interested in any Maasai words, you can find them there.
Well, it's such a beautiful people there. As we were speaking earlier, you know, their art, they always attracted me with the art in the walls and how they live. It's a beautiful part of the world and an amazing people. Any memories that you'd like to share, one particular memory about the Maasai people, maybe on your return?
Yes, we had one of the wonderful things I remember is being in a balloon over the Maasai Mara and coming down in the middle of a herd of giraffes and just enjoying that. And the people that were running the balloons and stuff were Maasai people. And I told them about my father and his history there, and they were really very pleased to see that I had come back.
Come back, wow. And Claire, is there anything on the horizon, something in the works right now that you're going to release soon?
Yes, Humboldt State University Press has several books that are going to be published in the very near future. We have a second edition of a book called Vofien and the Sadness of Exile, and that is written by Professor Emeritus from Humboldt State University, John Schaefer, and it reflects on the life and the writing of Vofien, a Vietnamese writer who came over during the war with Vietnam. Mm-hmm. We also have a beautiful book called Pinetum Britannicum, and it was published in the late 1800s, and it's three volumes, giant book full of hand-painted lithographs, which are basically botanical illustrations of all the pine trees in England. And it's really an exquisite book and an exquisite example of of botanical mm-hmm. illustrations at that time. It was actually commanded by the seedsmen to the Queen of England, and also Napoleon ordered, Louis XIV. Wait a minute. He ordered like 30 copies, I think, when it came out. And we've got some other books as well. Another professor, Emeritus John Gage, has a book, American Prometheus. And we've got some other reprints coming down the
Very
pike
exciting.
And some student journals as well. You'll find the Toyon Journal that's compiled by the HSU English Department up on our Digital Commons website. And we hope to soon have a Idea Fest journal from the most recent Idea Fest at the HSU Library that showcases all the research that was presented.
It's fascinating. Thank you so much. And we are out of time. And so again, you can go to Humboldt State University Press, and there you will find a link to download, as all their releases are downloaded for free. This latest release by Humboldt State University publication, Maasai Dictionary by Charles Richmond. He's the father of HSU President Emeritus Roland Richmond. Thank you for joining us in the studio, and congratulations on this treasure. And Claire Reynolds, she is the library publication specialist, and I'm sure you're easy to find at the library or through the press.
And if you're planning a trip to Kenya, make sure you download this dictionary.
Oh, we should have thought of a word that we could have said. Do you know how to say goodbye? You probably do.
I know how to say aloha. Jambo uhaligani. That's actually Swahili, not Maasai.
All right. Well, in Swahili, I'm thanking you both, and come back soon to the homepage.
Thank you.
Thank you.